Mary Coughlan, a very positive Congress. From a Donegal point of view, I suppose a lot of the interest in a number of motions. We'll start off with the one concerning extra time and penalties. Mm. Ulster finals seems to be becoming a bit of a habit to go to a shootout. You spoke on it, ultimately didn't go through, but that was really due to issues with the Munster Hurling Championship. It's something that will probably be resolved, but not for the next year.
It will be resolved, and both ourselves and our Ma agreed on this, and we agreed on this today that the penalties were going to be taken. And yes, the implications of this rule going through for Munster, you can appreciate. As I said, I'm not as au fait with Munster hurling, but you can see their problem if you don't have somebody out playing for 4 weeks or 5 weeks, you know, the implications of that. So anyway, the Uachtaráin has agreed, and the Ard Stiúrthóir, that they will put this together in such a way and formulate it in such a way that it'll go to Special Congress. So I would be very hopeful that will change. It's something I took on board for Cuistín and Óg as well in our regulations we put forward, that we will not have penalties for county finals, because I don't think for young people it's the right way to go. I know you have to learn disappointments, but there's a there's a measure of disappointment that you can take. But from a senior men's point of view, I think, we were on the right side of it. If we were on the wrong side of it, it would have been a different conversation. But I think we've all agreed that penalties are not the way to go. But the first game, has to end at some stage. And I think this is a more pragmatic approach, and hopefully we'll see it before Special Congress.
The other big talking point, the tinkering, or, well, another change to the actual All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. The round-robin series, it was worth trying, but it probably has been, it's sort of petered out a little bit. So it's essentially a shake-up. Two games and you're through to the quarterfinals, two games and you're out. And there was huge support, I think over 92% in favour.
And when that's to be seen, then it's obviously right, and it's the right thing to do. I suppose the only thing that I've found in my 2 years of coming to Congress that it's not a great idea to be changing all the time either. Yes, it's a good idea to trial things out, and I think this idea from the FRC, trial it this year, change it, decide next year, let's leave it for 5 years. I think that's the way you have to go, because people can't start chopping and changing. Tweaking rules, yes, if something happens, but I think when you see the majority of people in the House of the opinion this is the right way to go, then hopefully this is the right way to go. And it takes that jeopardy into it, which is what people want to see. And now that football has become so exciting with the new rules, I think this will, you know, elevate the game back to where it belongs. And also it'll get more support, and that more people will come out and see these games.
There wasn't very much dissension on any motions. There was a real sense of positivity about things. One of the motions, again, one that didn't attract enough support to be passed, was in relation to ancillary facilities and clubs sort of opening up to the community a little bit more, which generated a lot of debate. And the point was made, applying for sports capital funding and things, that this could actually influence things. So it's an interesting topic.
It is, and I was surprised to see that there are still those old ideas and old-fashioned ideas, because GAA is at the heart of the community. Look, at the end of the day, you have to have an assurance indemnity, which, of course, is natural. But I can't see why this isn't available. Like in our club, we would make things available for our community if anything happens. If there's a tragedy, if something that needs to be done for a community, we are the community, we are the heart of the community. And in some small areas, it's all we have. It's perhaps the GAA clubhouse might have a community centre, for example. I think it's a bit of a missed opportunity, but you're quite right in saying that when it comes now to new funding mechanisms, that we will all have to be working together. This integration has been very much part of the discussion here this week. So, you know, we need to open ourselves up to the community, because if we don't ask the community what we want, how are we going to support these things? And you can't have white elephants. You need the community to support you. And as well as that, we're going back to the community and the same people all the time when you're raising money for something. So I think it's a bit of an opportunity missed. I could see that some people are very stringent and die in the wool about their facilities, but maybe they're competing with other organisations that they might see as a threat. But look at from a rural perspective, I don't see it as an issue, and we'll still continue to work together and be open to the community regardless.
And finally, Donegal was a real winner here this weekend.
It's been absolutely fabulous. Everybody's been delighted. The Congress has gone so well, from the discussions, first of all, and the business of the day, but also the fact that there's been a huge welcome. The Abbey and the Central have been second to none. The Middle Park, everyone has been great. All of the hotels in our area have been working together. All of the volunteers from all of the clubs, if it's only, you know, parking and stewarding and all of that. People have spoken about the food, the hospitality, the shopping, and hopefully we'd like to see them all back again. And this is an opportunity now to showcase the fact that Donegal is a place, from a corporate perspective, to provide conferences, and that we can do it between the two hotels here, and for that matter any of our lovely hotels that we have in the county. I've been told by the tourism people that we've lost that, and hopefully this will now showcase the fact that we can do it well up here.